about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's I, Rick Adams. Hello there. How you doing? Well, here we are coast to coast, and I'm the most. Good to make your company again. Tonight is Monday night, and we are together. We have no guests tonight. It gives you a chance and me a chance to catch up on things that we didn't have a chance to talk about last Friday and the end of the week. There were many things that we wanted to get to. So tonight is a chance for us to do that, okay? And our number, of course, is 800-313-9443. That's the number. Get on the lines, and we'll talk. And, of course, I noted that the signing that took place in the halls of injustice in Washington just today. Yes, indeed. It's okay. Congress has given in to Mr. Bush on surveillance, wiretapping, spying on Americans who might have contact with somebody from overseas who may or may not be a, quote, terrorist. And Mr. Gonzalez is pleased as purple punch. And George Bush has that sadistic smile all over his little countenance. Well, what do you think? Isn't that just wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, I think it's just fantastic. We know that it was justified. We know that we need it because everywhere we look, there are American citizens who are plotting to commit acts of terror. That's right. Acts of terror. So get used to the New World Order. Get used to it. Just the beginning. And if Congress didn't go along, what might George Bush have done? Maybe we can think back to September 21st, 2001. Huh? And as if that's not enough, of course, the ambassador from Pakistan, Mahmoud al-Durrani, blasting Mr. Bush's administration for being fingered and blamed for the failure of U.S. intelligence on this culprit named Osama. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot to discuss. There is a lot to discuss. And we'll do that when we come back in just 3 minutes. With you, Rick Adams, your radio Avenger, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on, right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back, and here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Many things that need to be discussed. One thing, of course, I see that Ron Paul once again stands head and shoulders above all of the rest of the of those that were in the discussion that took place the other night, the Republican discussion. And Ron Paul has come out and once again, in no uncertain terms, and called for our men and women overseas to come home now from Iraq. And he is the only one who was willing to do that. No ifs, no ands, and no buts. Right away, end this debacle and do what's good for America. Not the world, not Iraq, not Israel, but America. He is the only one. And I, once again, am very pleased to tell you that. Regardless of the consequences, my friends, it can only get worse. And that's the plan, is to make things worse for all of us by staying, by continuing this so-called surge, as George Bush has pulled, and, of course, making our troops sitting ducks for the next war, which is being planned not by Iran, but by the neocons who run this administration and this government, this complicit Congress.
And that's why you're not seeing anything come from Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Reid and company. More of the same nonsense. Foot-dragging, rhetoric, anything but the reality of what needs to be done in the Middle East and in the world, for that matter. 800-313-9443, and many of you probably did catch the discussion that took place the other night. I don't think there's any question that the media have done their darndest to ignore Ron Paul as much as they can, but the reality is, once again, they cannot continue to just ignore his surge in the polls and how he has managed to come out really into the highest echelons of popularity within Republican circles and across the spectrum. It's not just the Republican Party and those polled, but the fact is, across the spectrum, Ron Paul has emerged as the only one that has any political integrity or morals whatsoever. If there is such a thing as morals in politics, well, Ron Paul is the one and the only one who has the courage of his convictions and is the only one that's basically saying this is what needs to be done. And unfortunately, we must do it now or forever wind up with the consequences. The consequences for America are deadly. The New World Order wants America destroyed. America must go down. And those that stand in its way will be treated likewise. Make no mistake about that. So, if you have any comments on the Ron Paul situation and what you think at this particular point, that would certainly be welcome as well. There are many things that need to be addressed, and of course the North American Union is the one that really is taking center fold here. And, of course, coming up in just a few short days will be that next summit. Mm-hmm. And I think you realize that that summit is going to be another cog in the wheel of this continuing building of this new world order. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What think ye? You tell me. I think it's interesting that, of course, that we are seeing more and more now, more and more discussion about this summit. And we've had, of course, a number of people on the program talk about it. Jerry Corsi, of course, he'll be back again pretty soon, and he has been making the rounds with his book, still at the top of the charts in nonfiction, The Late Great USA, and he has determined, as well as a bunch of others, to capture what takes place right there on video, right in Canada, coming up in just a few short days, actually. Here we are at the beginning of August, and this meeting will be taking place coming up very shortly. No doubt about it that they're determined to bring about this this union. And it still has gone unmentioned largely, still has gone untalked about for the most part in any of the establishment-controlled media. Isn't that interesting? How fascinating, huh? Paper ballots for California. The Secretary of State announces certification plans for e-voting systems. Deborah Bowen announces DRE touchscreen machines to be used only one per polling place for disabled voters with 100% manual count of paper trails. Mm-hmm. How do you like that? VR was present during a dramatic late-night press conference where California Secretary of State Deborah Bowen decertified and then recertified with conditions all but one voting system used in the state. her decisions following her unprecedented, independent, top-to-bottom review of all certified electronic voting systems came just under the wire to meet state requirements for changes in the voting system certification. All right, now this is what has been called for a big long time. How do you like that? She announced that she would be disallowing the use of direct recording electronic, DRE, usually means the touchscreen system, voting systems, on election day, except for one DRE machine per polling place, which may be used for disabled voters. The paper trails from the votes cast on DREs manufactured by voting machine companies Diebold and Sequoia must be 100% manually counted after Election Day. The California Red Team review of voting systems last week found that all electronic voting systems certified in California were easily accessible to hacking. A single machine, the testers discovered, could be easily tampered with by an election insider or other employee or individual in such a way that an entire election could be flipped without detection. Well, that's what we've been saying for a long time. The late-night press conference following her decision was held in Sacramento at 11:45 Pacific time, just in time to meet the state law requiring a six-month notification prior to an election for changes to certification of voting systems. And you know, California's presidential election primary was recently moved up several months by the state legislature to February of 08. Well, there you go. I think that is very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. The rebellion is beginning to take place. That's thanks to the VR group, the Velvet Revolution, in Washington, D.C. I think that is absolutely earth-shattering news. And where did you see it reported? Huh? You tell me. You tell me. That's the question. Nowhere. Well, I shouldn't say nowhere. One or two little articles here or there. You've seen a couple. One in the Washington Post, and you might have seen one of the L.A. Times, because they couldn't avoid it. They just couldn't avoid it. That's why. So anyway, those are a couple of things that I want you to know about. And coming up, of course, on a time of the year when we think of Hiroshima and the bombing that took place in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, ending America's involvement in World War II. And, of course, my state, the only state that still has a day set aside called Victory Day. Hard to believe, yet it is true. That Rhode Island, of course, stands alone once again. And unfortunately, not for the better. No understanding of the treachery and treason that took place on that fateful, fateful event of the bombings that took place. For a reason. Everything is done for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. We are indeed, as a nation, to be held accountable for all that has happened that the United States did and did not do over time. A time in the last century when a lot of evil was perpetrated, a lot of people died, in many instances because of U.S. policies. Thank God for Ron Paul. We shall be back with more and your calls, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Okay, we are back. Uncensored, Radio Free America. Rick Adams is your host. Hello, let's go right to the phones. Ernie in Virginia first. Hello, Ernie.
Good show this evening. I missed a couple things last week and some things I wanted to talk to you about. There was an article, let's see, first Joel Skousen and his discussion about the surveillance bill.
The FISA bill,
Yeah, the FISA bill, and essentially he said in his article it was all a lie. NSA has been monitoring all telephone calls for years. This, again, is the fear and terror and elevating that. And with the upcoming North American Union meeting.
Summit.
That, along with the 90-day warning by the gentleman, I think he was a Mossad agent. We talked about him a little last week, J-U-V-A-L-A-V-I-V, Javal Avi. And he has a book, but this was on Fox News. But in Joel Skousen's write-up, he also talks about the congressional hearing or the lack of a meaningful hearing on Corporal Pat Tillman's death.
That's what I wanted to get into again,
Yes, and in Skousen's World Affairs brief, he discusses this the three closely spaced holes in Tillman's forehead. And suggest that he thinks, based on the spacing, the pattern, that that three-round burst from an M16 was shot 3 yards or less. And he said at 10 yards, even a three-round burst would be hard to keep on the head, let alone the forehead. So he's implying or suggesting, based on his years in the military, that this shot was 3 yards or less. So the question is, what did Tillman know? Why was he taken out? He was not the big threat going forward and advocating withdrawal from Iraq, some people would suggest, I think General Clark. But he must have known something about what was going on in Afghanistan, and he was too hot. And was he assassinated, Rick, is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he was assassinated?
My own gut-level opinion is, yes, he was rubbed out.
Yes, I'm beginning to think that, and that's a very unfortunate mark on not only on the war, but and what happened to this family, and then the army, and the cover-up. Mm-hmm. This is a crime that still has not been fully investigated, and the principals there have never been allowed to speak. And I think the congressional investigation was not meaningful getting to the truth, and but that's not a surprise.
The issue, we have Rumsfeld getting up there, and we have denouncing of Mr. Dennis Kucinich's claim that he and others were guilty of covering it up, and he put up a very pathetic, lame rhetorical response, Rumsfeld. I would have been ashamed to even be there, to be perfectly honest with you, because he only drew more suspicion to himself.
Oh, absolutely. Running. And the former joint chief of staff,
mm-hmm.
His testimony too was very lame.
Yes.
In that, he played like he was detached from the whole thing. Like, what am I doing here?
Right? Yeah, well, you look him up and you'll see 9/11 written all over his face as well.
Oh, exactly. And then we have a very interesting article on News with Views on Sunday by a former law enforcement officer from the state of Iowa, 46 years of law enforcement experience, 28 years as the elected sheriff of Sioux County, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and his name is Jim Swasso. So I don't know if you saw that article, but he states in his article, quote, "The tyranny that encroaches upon our liberties and steals mm-hmm. our God-given rights is no longer being incrementally established or veiled from the conscious. Mm-hmm. The agents of a new order stand boldly before us. They
right.
flaunt their power
yes.
and spit in our eye, mm-hmm. daring us to resist."
Yes,
and
I did read that. Yep.
And are increasingly emboldened by the cowardly response they perceive. Is it American apathy or indifference? Or is it because the mainstream media has been so effective in avoiding the North American Union and open borders and this criminal cabal, basically, and the continuous lies and deception by the administration? And yet, if you recall just recently, the Senate Judiciary Committee being very upset, Senator Leahy, with the testimony of Mr. Gonzalez and going forward with a perjury charge, and I don't even know the latest status, but then the House, both the Senate before the House, voted 60-28 to give Gonzalez more power
mm-hmm.
with this new FISA bill.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a paradox, or
absolutely not.
Right.
I don't know if you saw tonight, Obelman and the rest of them, and, Chris Matthews, and they're all talking about that legislation and the fact that Congress has just given its okay to a so-called compromise, which is no compromise at all, and there can be no compromising with domestic spying on the part of the NSA. Basically they're coming up with the most ludicrous. Stay where you are, Ernie.
Okay.
I want to pursue this with you, okay?
Okay.
Don't move. We'll be right back with Ernie of Virginia, Jerry, and others on the line. And there's a line for you right now at 1-800-313-9443 on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know what you can go with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, and the Paul Revere is back with Ernie. And Ernie, I was just going to tell you before the break that the excuses and rationalizations for Ms. Pelosi, Reid, and the rest of the Democrats caving in with the Republicans is just amazing on this FISA bill. Because, I mean, to suggest that the Democrats simply are pragmatic and they don't want to stand alone and make themselves targets in the event of another 9/11 attack and look like they just didn't do enough to defend America is pure pulp. Pure pulp.
Absolutely, it's pure pulp. And we all, most of the despised countries around the world are the ones that spy on their own people. And this opens the door for more spying and to make it legit and move us further along into the police state. But I have to bring up something else that really got my attention.
Go ahead.
On Lou
to talk
Dobbs
about,
tonight. Uh-huh. And that was to see Senator Spector come on the show. Mm. And talk about a draft, not legislation or resolution, but to bring back the illegal alien issue and to propose green cards for all these illegal aliens. Not once did I hear anything about enforcement. Not once did I hear anything about the crimes being committed by these illegal aliens. And as D.V. Kidd has reported from time to time.
She'll be our guest tomorrow night. Yeah.
And she's outstanding. She tells the truth. She puts it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
25 Americans are killed every day by the hands of illegal aliens, from the Mexicans to the Iraqis to all the others that have just been pouring across the border. And Americans are being raped, robbed, burglarized, and on and on. It is so out of hand, but I never see anybody moving forward in the Congress to take enforcement action and to hold people accountable. And to see Senator Spector, after he was chairman of the Judicial Committee, when the Republicans had control, and his stonewalling of Senate Bill 1313, the Private Property Restoration Act, that had been overwhelmingly approved in the House.
Good point. Yeah.
This guy, he could not be more treacherous. He's been going, I guess, to town hall meetings in Pennsylvania, and now he's trying to make points with his constituents in Pennsylvania. But we've got his number. He was out front on the legal alien amnesty bill. Again, more treachery, deception by both the Republicans and Democrats. Both parties are not working for America. We need a third-party system. We need Ron Paul for president. We need to stop this tyranny, stop this bogus war on terror, and bring our troops home from Iraq.
That's true. All of what you say is very true, Ernie, and I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, tonight I was just watching a little bit of the Jabberwocky on some of the discussion shows, and to hear the stupid questions and comments, and to hear these clowns, I mean, going back and forth with the brilliant commentators talking about Giuliani versus, the former governor of Massachusetts and John McCain and this one and that one, and how they come across against Hillary. And did you know that Hillary's friends have said this and that about Giuliani, and one of Giuliani's staffers working for Obama, and all of this, I was remarking to somebody. Said, I said, this is why I turned the set off. I said, this is so trivial and so trite and so stupid. I said, no wonder people are dumbed down. These are not the questions they should be addressing. These are not the issues they should be talking about. They are not talking about NAFTA, the North American Union, SPP, or any of the rest of this treachery going on. It's a circus, Ernie. It is so pathetic. It's a wonder anybody even watches this garbage anymore.
Well, I think on the Republican debate Sunday, I happened to catch some of the poll results on ABC Sunday evening, and I don't know what the tally was, but late Sunday afternoon, I saw the survey or the poll results on ABC, and only 35,000 respondents to the survey question, who won the debate, and Ron Paul had at that point received over 20,000 votes versus the next runner-up was Giuliani with 3,000 and some votes. Yeah. This was on ABC. But yet, a total of only 35,000. Nobody was watching. Nobody gives a damn.
No. I don't blame them.
Right.
I really don't. I mean, I really wouldn't watch it myself, to be honest with you, if I didn't have any opportunity to do it. And I wouldn't. I wouldn't waste my time. I already know that Ron Paul is head and shoulders above all the rest, and that all of them put together next to him do not have the collective moral IQ of a an empty needle with no thread.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a wash.
It's a total wash, and as Bob Chapman in his Saturday international forecaster, he talked about the state of the decline of the economy, again, the dollar going down the drain, the waste, fraud, and abuse, the criminal conduct, the national deficit going through the roof, and nobody's talking about the deficit and the unfunded liabilities into the future. The country is bankrupt. Yep. We cannot afford any more wars, and yet they're set to attack Iran. And I read some story I couldn't confirm on some attack on a North Korean ship. I don't know if you saw anything on the net on this.
Yeah, I have that report, yes.
Yeah, right. And where was that in the media? That was
nowhere.
Right.
Nowhere. It was obscure. I'll refer to that later if I have the time, which I think I will.
Okay.
But you're right. You're right. And thank you for bringing these things to our attention again, Ernie. Thank you.
And thank you, Ray.
All right. Okay, let's take a call from Jerry in Connecticut. Hello, Jerry. You're next, Jerry.
How you
That's
doing,
you.
Rick?
Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
I haven't disappeared yet. I'm here.
How'd you manage that? You're not disappeared yet.
Not yet.
They haven't found you yet.
Not yet, no. They found me, but they haven't been able to make me disappear yet.
Oh, okay. No, I was just thinking about your last caller with Hillary versus Giuliani. I think that's your next your next presidential ticket, without a doubt.
That's a scary thought, isn't it?
Really,
isn't that a frightening thought?
Rick, you have to understand something. Giuliani dropped out of the senatorial race because they claimed he had prostate cancer. And then you had John Kennedy Jr., who unfortunately had a mysterious plane accident in Long Island Sound.
Yes,
which gave Hillary her in for Patrick Moynihan's old spot. Yeah, so, I mean, pretty much she's an... anybody who doesn't think she's the next presidential candidate is ridiculous. Being foolish.
Question to you is, is she going to be the next president?
Absolutely.
You think so, huh?
Done deal.
And even if George Bush does not allow us to have another election?
That's a wild card.
You think he's going to hand it over to her?
I think he's going to do whatever they tell him to do.
And very interesting.
I think the interesting thing is that one of your callers said the destruction of the Fourth Amendment.
Yep.
The problem is that we've accepted these things where we had, seatbelt stops.
Yeah.
Drunken driving stops, checking people for no good reason, absolutely no good reason, right?
Yeah, it's not just the Fourth and the Fifth Amendment, the Tenth, it's all of them now.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. You know, I just wrote some notes here. Pat Tillman, which is becoming an issue, no doubt assassinated.
Now, why do you think he was assassinated, if in fact
because
he was?
Because of the actual short distance and the fact that the M4 carbine since...
Yeah, but why do you think... What was the reason you think
the
that
reason
he
was
had to be
because,
taken out?
Because everything I've read is because he was becoming an antagonist against the Iraqi and the Afghanistan war because of what he saw.
He was going to be worth more dead than alive, huh?
No, I don't know about that, but he was going to be a truth teller.
Well, that would make him worth more dead than alive.
To some, yeah. Not to us, but to some, yeah.
No, but, I mean, he'd be a liability if he lived.
No, absolutely. No question about it. Yeah, I think he was assassinated. I think that's going to come out without a doubt.
I have no doubt about it now. Reviewing the evidence, and Bob, but not Bob Chapman, but Joel Skousen actually put it quite well in his reports, and people really should get on his mailing list of the World Affairs Brief. He really tells it like it is. They can do that, by the way. You can do it by going to www.worldaffairsbrief.com and signing up. Yes, go ahead.
Rick, I was going to tell you, I really didn't like this kid when he first signed up. I thought he signed up for all the wrong reasons. He was a rah-rah guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think he finally saw the light, so to speak, over there. And he was supposed to, I'm trying to remember, what was it, Noam Chomsky.
Yeah.
He had an interview with Noam Chomsky scheduled about 2 weeks before he died. So, I think that's, that was dangerous for him, and I think that ended his life. One other thing I would like to say is, I'm sorry about the passing of Jack Otto.
Yes. And Hans Senholz also now passed away. Dr.
Jack
Senholz.
Otto was a good man. And I want to, keep the Ed and Elaine Brown situation in the forefront. Because I think that matters.
Yes.
More than anything else. And I want Scott Smith to call in. And you know why?
Why?
Because I got the damn bill from the Israeli funding. And it says, send to Bill, and Jerry and Rick.
Yep.
And you know what? And he doesn't want to pay it, so he sent the bill over to us.
He sent it to you?
Yes. No, he sent it to us. He wrote on it. Sent to Rick, Jerry, and Bill. Okay? So...
Well, that's the, what is that, $25 trillion now a year they get?
No, it's only $3 billion.
And
I can only come up with $50 million, Rick, so you're going to have to come up with the rest, you know what I mean? So
I can't come up with anything. I'm sorry. I have nothing.
I want Scott Smith to call in and explain to me why he wrote that on the bill and sent it down to my house. So, you know.
Well, if Scott listens, fine. I think he's probably three sheets to the wind right now, but he will call in probably.
I'll
remind him.
No. Why would you say something terrible about your buddy like that?
He's resting. He's resting. He gets up early in the morning. Okay. Yep, about 3 a.m.
Really? Wow.
Well, something like 5, but he's a busy guy.
Okay.
He's a busy guy, but it was nice having him back Friday night to go.
Well, I said, Rick, I just want to keep that Edna Lane Brown thing going because, you know, it seems to be falling by the wayside.
No, it isn't. No, we're still on top of it, and we're talking about it. They're talking about it, and I read every now and then about them, and, the thing's dragging on. Now, here it is August, and, the feds are, let's face it, they are meeting their match. It's not just Ed and Elaine. Others across the country now are beginning to really, really take this business of another war for independence seriously.
Well, I think one of the biggest things is I think they're a little bit, I took to somebody to task who wants to really go to the border and deal with the illegal invasion. I said, you know what, how many people are you really going to stop on the illegal invasion?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you spent 6 months down there, how many people are you going to stop per month compared to the 20 million you have right now?
I understand that it's not going to happen.
It's
symbolic, though.
It's symbolic.
More than anything, yes.
It's a waste of time. What we need to do...
Well, I wouldn't call it a waste of time at all, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, we need to gut the monster.
No, get right to the source.
Right. The easiest way to take care of the monster is take the food out of his mouth.
Yeah. Cut off the funding.
Right, exactly.
Right. I've been saying that for years.
You know, and I think this is this Ed and Elaine Brown thing is a perfect example of that.
Yes.
Because you know what? If you take their money away, you've gutted the monster. So, you know.
Well, the only problem with that is they still own the system, the Federal Reserve System. And as you've seen, even though they don't have revenue coming in, they can just continue to print paper. And they don't care about that. They just print paper, and then they don't report the amount they're printing. They've done away with reporting it. So who's taking notice of it? See, all three work together, really, this system, this troika, from the direct election of senators they created, the Fed, and the income tax. All three of them have made for a detached government from her people.
Right.
Yep.
No, I agree.
Totally detached.
You know. But the key is, where can you strike where it makes the biggest difference?
Well,
you know?
If people
in this country understand that their money is worth nothing,
right?
And they don't have to.
Aren't they? Huh?
Well, they are, because you know, in Connecticut right now, especially with this this Minnesota bridge thing,
mm-hmm.
they're saying, well, we need this $60 million, we need $50 million. Invest in going to look at bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Where's all the gas tax going to that we've been paying for the last 10 years?
Uh-huh.
Where is that money going to?
Oh, come on now. You don't want to ask tough questions. Are you trying to ask embarrassing questions?
Yes, this is supposed to deal with the infrastructure on the highways. What are they doing with all this money we're getting
you raise the questions. Yeah, I agree. What are they doing?
You know
what they're doing with it.
I know what they're doing. They're sticking it in their
pocket.
Going
right down the rat hole.
Yeah, but the problem being is that, you know, until we defund these people,
mm-hmm.
they will not understand the danger they're in.
Yeah, well, that's
and the only way to defund them is to take away their tax money, and this is the number one issue. Stopping 300 illegals on the border is going to do nothing. We have 20 million of them in the country right now.
Mm-hmm. More than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm being conservative. Let's just to placate me, we're going to say 20 million.
Mm-hmm.
What the devil is stopping another 1,000 every month going to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's 12,000.
No,
12,000 a year.
I understand. It's like putting your finger in the dike. Yep.
Yeah. So,
No, you're correct, but the thing is, unfortunately, Most people today are still wrapped up in their little world of delusion, still paying their taxes, fearing the government, and the government loves it when they fear it, and they're still going along with the system, not rebelling, not saying enough's enough, we're not going to take it anymore, because they're so dumbed down, they're so wrapped up in ball games and partying and recreation and drinking and so forth, that it doesn't really matter. Having fun, as long as the government leaves them a little money to have fun with.
You know, Rick, I don't pay my taxes, but I do fear my government.
Yeah,
and that's the difference because I know, you know what? I think that this Brown thing is either going to turn into a lot of nothing, or it's going to turn into a bloodbath. It's going to be one or the other. They are not going to sit back forever on this deal.
No, they can't. No. They can't, can they?
No.
Neither side
can. You know, and I would call out everybody who has any kind of time on their hands and has the availability to get up there, contact me. People know who I am. They can contact me, and I will be more than happy to go up there with them, you know, and stand by them.
Well, not everybody knows who you are, Jerry.
Well, they know who I am. This is the tipping point. Oh, they know who I am. Trust me.
Oh, I know they do. Yeah. All right, Jerry. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Rick.
All right, we'll take a break. Be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, and we are back, and we are back, and speak of the devil. Here he is, Henry from Connecticut. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi, Henry.
Now, listen, something very important. Did I hear that caller right say that Jack Otto died?
Yeah.
My goodness, holy Freya, how did he die?
I don't
know. When did he die?
I don't even know, to be honest with you, but I heard it. I heard it. I haven't got any direct info on it.
When did you hear it, like a couple of days ago?
No, just today.
Okay.
I haven't gotten any up-to-date information, but I'm sure we will be updated on it.
Oh, and they don't know what it was?
No.
Uh-huh.
Not that I know of yet.
Oh,
it's, I know that, you know, I mentioned Hans Senholz, Dr. Senholz, who was an Austrian economist there, passed away. I knew him well, and he was from Grove City College, and he was a great free market man. But he was up there in his 80s, 70s or 80s.
Yeah, right, but Jack Otto's kind of young.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't he 60?
Something like that, yeah.
And he told me he's 60 or 62, or just turned 60.
Yeah, so I don't know anything other
than
that,
old.
Henry.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can find out.
Something, you know, agitated, if you know what I mean.
Brought on, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because
only the good Lord knows, you know.
You know, with his book, and I don't know. But then again, I guess they can't get to him, though, because even if they get to his house, I know he's armed. He told me that on the phone, you know, privately.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll move on from that.
Yeah.
The person mentioned about the income tax and the dollar.
Yeah.
I just heard from Jim Cederstrom today the dollar did plunge below 80, and then they brought it back up again. So below 0.80 or whatever that is. So on the index, I don't know what that is about. Yet the Dow closed up a little higher. So when's the next time you think you may have the great Rob Chapman on?
He's going to come on and within the next week and a half, 2 weeks. It's a week from this coming Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken.
So that'll be next Wednesday.
Well, a week from this Wednesday is the Wednesday after. Next Wednesday
right.
would
That's
be this
next...
Wednesday, yeah.
Right, next Wednesday, right, because this is already this week, right, so it's next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, right.
Yeah.
The Wednesday after this one, okay.
What's that, the 15th or something like that?
Oh, I can tell you exactly.
Yeah, I believe somewhere around the 17th, 15th, 16th. I don't have the calendar
in front of me. Yeah, it's the 15th of August.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought. He will be back. Why? Why do you ask?
Well, maybe he might say something about that. The other thing is this.
Oh, yes.
Do you know when you may get back on shortwave? Because I just happened to call the phone line, and I could listen until you pick me up, you know, and then that's it. And you're not on 50-50 anymore.
Nope.
Yeah. You're not on any shortwave anymore.
Not that I'm aware of, but
right,
we're working on it because you know it's just been too costly, and the network's
been
paying.
Oh, I see. That's why. So it wasn't some problem or something.
No, it just comes down to money and support.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Oh, you mean? Let me.
It's not there.
Since you have the commercials aren't like really funding the network, like let's say like I hear with most other commercial.
Well, commercials can only help pay the way of just keeping the network going, but the cost of shortwave is an additional cost in addition to all of the upkeep and cost of running the network, the building, you know, the salaries and everything else that has to go to the equipment. You know, that's a separate issue. It's a separate cost.
Yeah, well, that's why I thought, like, most radio stations, even the rock radio stations that play the music, a lot of times the... Oh,
if you want to hang on, you can, Henry,
because
you didn't have much time. 1 minute, we'll be back. All right, hour number two coming right up of the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio on this Monday night edition. Be right back.